I mean Stefan Stavrakis, your undisputed brain geek. And today is September 12th, 2006, and we're recording here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. It's time to put up your seat backs and tray tables and strap on your mental seatbelt because we are in for a heck of a ride today. We'll be talking about emotional intensity and how to harness it, take control of it, and use it to take massive action on all your tasks today. You're listening to Stefan Stavrakis. I'm a professional speaker and expert in the secret psychology of eliminating procrastination. I'd like to welcome all the new listeners and remind you that all the episodes are available at www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com. There was a request the other day from one of our listeners recently to provide a written form of the podcast to everyone, and I thought that was a great idea. Apparently, I might be talking too fast, so instead of playing the podcast over and over and again, the suggestion was to provide a brief outline and all the tips and techniques and the ideas and the concepts that I'm going to be talking about on the podcast. Thanks, Michael, for that awesome idea. So my team here has put together a website at www.stopprocrastinatingnowpodcast.com where you can sign up and get on the mailing list and get all the show notes and all the other goodies that you might be getting from that mailing list, like FAQs, special mind exercises, and a whole lot more. Go over to stopprocrastinatingnowpodcast.com and sign up for the mailing list to get the show notes and all the other stuff and goodies that you can get. Just a quick note that your email will be held in our super secure servers and we'll keep it confidential because I hate spam and name sharing as much as you do. So since we put up the first episode only a week ago, our email box has exploded, asking questions as well as people offering to put my promo on their podcast. I just want to let you all know that I'm working on getting back to each of you, so please be patient with me as we didn't expect to get such a huge response in such a short period of time. Remember, at the beginning, this was just a test. But keep the requests and questions coming. Email is stopprocrastinatingnow@podomatic.com. stopprocrastinatingnow@podomatic.com. And last week, we talked about the TFAR principle. That we learned how to supercharge it and how to use it to our advantage to take massive action. One of the key elements of making that principle or formula work was to identify and understand what makes this TFAR actually work. And that was the fuel to run that formula. The fuel to run that formula was emotional intensity. Remember last time I talked about emotional intensity? So what is emotional intensity? Well, emotional intensity is the increase of the intensity or the feeling, the intensity of the feeling of an emotion. We've all had those days that we felt okay, and the word that we used to describe our feeling was feeling okay. Like, comme ci, comme ça, you know, we feel sort of so-so, you know, give me a break. In order to take action, you need to feel great. You need to feel amazed. You need to be in the zone, flowing and feeling like you're invincible as you take on the world. And the only way that you will take effective action is if you have massive amounts of intensity behind what you're doing. That is putting a fire in your rear end and increasing your intensity. Looking around at people that are successful are always intense. Look at people like Tony Robbins, Tony Little, you know, Martin Luther King Jr., Gandhi, Dalai Lama, Bill Clinton, Oprah, Montel Williams, all these different people. They have this sort of spiritual, almost emotional intensity behind them. So what happens if we don't have emotional intensity? Well, we live an uneventful life, an unfruitful day. Everything is sort of half done in a half active, dead type of way. The tasks that we want to do are never being done or taking a very long time because we don't have an emotional fuel that is necessary to take action. You've seen people like this. They have this unemotional internal verbal diarrhea syndrome. It's one of these kinds of things that are going on in their mind. Oh, I have to get up and brush my teeth, and take a shower, go to work, do the work thing, come back, eat dinner, sit in front of the TV, use that remote control to start watching other people do on TV what I'd be doing if I wasn't sitting there watching them doing it. These are people that talk to themselves and talk themselves out of everything because the way that they are talking to themselves is about as fun as exciting as watching paint dry. Their mind is never engaged. And they never take any massive actions because their mind is never engaged. They have no emotional intensity. There's no fire. There's no passion. There's no oomph in their communication to themselves or with others. So do you think that they'll ever have the opportunity to potentially take their life to another level? Never, ever, ever, because they're boring. Their life is boring. Their job is boring. They're so bored that their brain goes, hey, dude, get me out of here. You know what? It's not their fault. This is something that they've taught themselves. The cool thing is that the brain is a learning machine. You are born to learn. You are a born learner. So whatever you've learned, you can unlearn, and you can learn to do it differently. So let's take some action, and let's learn how to get more intense. First thing that you have to know is that there's two categories of intensity as far as I'm concerned. Animated intensity and non-animated intensity. Animated intensity is when you're bouncing off the walls, talking fast, thinking fast, excited about how you're talking. Example, someone that has intensity and a lot of animated intensity is like people like Tony Little or Tony Robbins, or on TV people like Oprah or Judge Judy. Those people are in your face, raw, intense emotions. Sometimes they might be too much, but guess what? I bet you they procrastinate way less than most people. Why? Because they're on fire all the time. It's almost like they grab you by the throat figuratively and say, hey, wake up, just by talking to you and communicating to you. So if they do that outside, don't you think that they do it on the inside as well? Imagine if you talk to yourself that way. Hey, wake up, run to the bathroom, get out of bed, go brush your teeth, take a shower, hurry up, get going, your life is waiting. What would happen if you spoke like that in your mind all the time? You would have this emotional fuel that drives you. This is what I think is going on in those people that have animated emotional intensity. This is how I believe that they're talking to themselves in their mind. This internal conversation puts them on fire. They even act like they're on fire. And if you want to model these people's intensity, there's two ways of doing it. Here are some ways to increase your emotional intensity if you want to be animated. Externally, you can walk like you're on fire. Clap your hands loudly. Talk louder. Talk faster. Move faster. Breathe more deliberately. Smile more. Have more animation and exaggeration in your movements and your gestures. That's sort of an external way of increasing your emotional intensity. Now, to do this internally in your mind, you need to make quicker decisions. Talk to yourself in your mind with purpose and confidence. Talk louder in your mind. Your internal voice can be changed to that one of someone that inspires you. Make more vivid, more bright, bigger pictures in your mind. By doing these things in external and internal activities of the animated, intense human being, you'll increase your emotional intensity and want to do more and be more and do more often. And the secret here is to increase your intensity so you want to do more, not force yourself to do more. There's a huge difference between wanting to do more and forcing yourself to do more. If you force yourself, you're draining yourself. So one of the best things that you can do is to learn to increase your intensity. And if you want to have animated intensity, go ahead. Walk faster. Clap your hands. Talk louder. Talk faster. Talk with more excitement in your voice. Move faster. Breathe faster. Smile more. Do all these things, and externally, you will have shown other people and yourself at a neurological level that you're excited and you have more intensity in your life. When you do this, your brain actually thinks that you're more excited and therefore gives you the emotions of excitement. The higher the intensity of the emotion of the excitement, the more you get done, period. And now the difference is, because you're excited, you want to do more. And if you want to do it, you do it without draining yourself, energetically. And internally, like I said, make quicker decisions. Talk to yourself more in your mind and with purpose and confidence. Can you imagine if you had a voice in your mind that talked to you in a confident manner all the time? It might sound like this. Yes, you can pick up this phone. Yes, you are going to go out and do your exercise today. Yes, you will be able to talk to people in a very confident manner without skipping or stuttering. If you talk that way, then your emotional intensity automatically increases, and once it increases, then you do more, period. The other type of intensity is non-animated intensity. This is intensity that is sort of like an energy on the inside. It's sort of not animated physically with gestures. It's this kind of powerful, almost innate intensity. One of the most powerful, non-animated, intense people I've ever had the pleasure of meeting is former President Bill Clinton. When this man walks into a room, you can hear a pin drop. Everyone turns and looks in the direction he just walked in from. Why? I believe that it's his passion and his commitment to his cause. And this passion and commitment is so strong, you can feel it in the air when he walks by, because this is what he focuses on in his mind all the time. These types of people, you can feel their intensity when they walk in the room. They inspire you without a word. Their communication is slow, deliberate, full of intense emotion and meaning. They feel whatever they're saying before they say it. It's the type of people that you want to be around. It's the type of people that you'd like to be like. You like being in their presence as if they have this energy around them that attracts you emotionally, spiritually, and you don't know why. People like that are like the Dalai Lama, Martin Luther King Jr., Gandhi, Mother Teresa. People on TV like Montel Williams or Dr. Phil. Even though that they're not highly animated, they have this power and in this intensity behind what they're saying and how they show up. This is what I call non-animated or not animated intensity. So here are some ways to increase your emotional intensity if you want to model someone that is non-animated. An external way of doing it is to talk slower but with intent. Squeeze your words when you speak. Have purpose in your communication. Look at people as if they're equals, or look at people as if you admire them, and say it with your eyes. Look through people, not at people. Make sure that every word that comes out of your mouth is meaningful and valuable. Internally, get a strong outcome, get a strong purpose for the day, and think about it consistently. Think bigger than you normally think, and make sure you feel that you're contributing to a greater cause on a daily basis. Talk to yourself slower, more deliberately, and with more meaning. Imagine the outcome of the tasks in your mind's eye and see yourself having them completed efficiently and thoroughly without any mistakes. Make sure that you feel what you're saying and start using phrases like, let's get a handle on this. I feel like taking this action this way will allow us to. I'm moved by your contribution in this conversation. Because you're using feeling words, it actually engages your mind to feel more. And therefore, what comes out of your mouth is more intense, with more feeling, with more meaning in what you're saying. And when there's more meaning in what you're saying, you come off as more dynamic and more powerful. So another tip, you want to make sure that you have a reference emotion. This is an emotion that you reference before you take action. And the reference emotion in this case, as an internal, non-animated, intense human being, needs to be something like peace, contribution, loving of your fellow man. These kinds of reference emotions, which we'll be talking about in the next podcast, will ultimately change your persona and change how you are acting and thinking and making decisions, and ultimately how other people see you. Now, the point of this podcast is to get you to be more intense. You can be animated more intense or non-animated more intense. It doesn't matter. Just increase your intensity and you'll fuel your mind, energize your action, and get more things done. So, step one, identify what kind of intensity you want to have. Animated intensity or non-animated intensity? Step two, act as if you're non-animated intense person. Act as if you're an animated intense person. Your choice. In step three, practice. Practice, 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 practice. Do this as often as possible. It's not going to happen overnight. But when you do get it, it'll become easy and you will automatically now be an intense person. And by increasing your intensity, you'll get more done, period. Next time I'll have a guest with me and we're going to talk about reference emotions that drive your actions and how they relate to how you create procrastination. Do you drive your reference emotions or do they drive you? And why do we need a reference emotion that will keep us active and feeling great? And how to create an emotion that will do that for us day in and day out, forever, hopefully. So hopefully you've enjoyed today's podcast. Please leave comments on www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com. And remember to sign up for the transcript of the show at www.stopprocrastinatingnowpodcast.com. We'll send you a copy of the notes that you can use to have a written version of this podcast. And pick out the parts that you want to apply in your day-to-day routines. Plus, once in a while, I'll throw in some cool stuff that will help you on your journey of being procrastination-free. Oh, by the way, if you want some declarations, because some people have asked us about some declarations or some affirmations that might help them, use these declarations today and see how you feel. Number one, I know that intensity is the key to taking action. Number two, I choose to be intense and I feel it through my entire body. Number three, I take intense action daily by choice. Number four, the better I feel, the more I get done, period. So I choose to feel good today. Now repeat these every single day for the next 7 days, 3 times a day, and see how you feel. Till next time, this is Stefan Stavrakis for www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com. If you want the written form of this podcast, once again, www.stopprocrastinatingnowpodcast, and sign up to the show notes mailing list. Make sure you tell everyone you know that could benefit from this podcast. We're growing by leaps and bounds. In less than a week, we have over 250 subscribers. I'm so excited. Keep the comments coming, requests and questions. I'm so blessed for having you as a listener, helping me putting together this podcast of high value. And we want to make it make sense and help people. Have an amazing day and take action now.